This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Look at that backdrop. All right, we were supposed to have Jay Will on. We'll hopefully get him here in a few minutes. And, of course, with the check engine light on our show, like it perpetually is, no matter where we are. The irony is, so Bart and I, for everybody to know, like, so for those nationally that were just being introduced to us, Bart and I have been doing a show for, which will, I believe,
officially a year.
Officially
the
20th. A year. Yeah, on the 20th. Right. Yep. So we're almost having our one-year anniversary, and we've been in the same studio for about, what, 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Like the total of 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
And not since, well, other than about 3 days where we filled in for Lebatard, really for the last 7 months, we have not been in the same building.
Not at all.
So a lot of times we're doing the show in our, I'm doing it in my basement office, where I also do TV for MSG Networks here in New York. And Bart will do it from
various locations.
Various locations. I mean, there's been times where he's been using public Wi-Fi in a library. That's how bad it's gotten. And imagine doing a sports talk radio show in a library. But when you can get Wi-Fi, you
there
use
we go.
It.
No, I'm just playing.
That's not going to work. So the irony of this whole thing is that ESPN was kind enough to say, we've got a place for you. It's temporary because our studio has not been built yet. We're going to set you up, and we've got a great shot. It's a beautiful location, and we're excited.
That's a live shot, by the way.
But the irony is that we're here because of technical issues that Bart and I have had being in various locations, and we're having technical difficulties. So that's why we say that check engine light is just always on with our
show. But listen, I called my cousin from Best Buy. He's on the way.
Geek Squad.
Geek Squad.
You're getting the Geek Squad on the case. Man, whatever it takes. As we wait for Jay Will, though, let's just go through a couple of the NBA headlines. And, you know, before we get to the Kyrie Irving story, COVID has now become officially an issue for the NBA, as they expected, as the NFL has had to go through, as Major League Baseball had to go through. Remember, the Marlins were shut down for quite a while. So right now, that is becoming an issue in the NBA. Just today, there's reports that the Washington Wizards have had to close practice because of some positives. Brian Windhorst and Zach Lowe have a story up right now on ESPN.com where they have that multiple players who previously tested positive for coronavirus have recently tested positive a second time.
Wow.
And so that is the concern. And that because of reinfection. So the NBA has announced more than 100 positive tests since last summer. But because, you know, they went into a bubble, they were able to finish the season with zero positives in the bubble. But since, of course, they are now in a position where they're playing like everybody else, you're traveling, you're going from place to place, you're seeing games that are now being postponed and players that are now being put in quarantine, not just for testing positive, but also because of contact tracing.
Contact tracing, yes.
This is going to lead to some teams having to play like we saw last Saturday. The Sixers had 8 players available. That's it. That's all they had.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to play. It's going to affect the season. The Denver Broncos certainly went through that. They didn't even have a quarterback for a game, but the NFL said you got to play. So you play. The league has so far said, Woj had a statement from the league that said that they have no intentions on pausing the season. So, Bart, I imagine this becomes something, whether you like it or not, the onus is on the players to do everything you possibly can to follow protocols and stay away even from family at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. When you talk about that, you talk about extended family, right? Because you're going to be with your immediate family, your kids and your wife. But you talk about these family gatherings and, you know, we're warned as a nation what was potentially could happen after Christmas, after New Year's, as extended families got in contact with each other, because that's really where most of infections are coming, by family small gatherings. They turn to super spreaders as people go back to where they're going. I wonder if the NBA players have a false sense of security because they lived in a bubble. They were in a bubble, and everything was safe in a bubble, and it was life was normal. They were in swimming pools. They were walking around inside of Disney.
Very expensive.
And, right, very expensive. But now that they're back, it's kind of hard because they didn't see the effects of, you know, the things or the infections like basketball, baseball, and all of those things. So now I wonder if the meeting and changing the protocols is to kind of let them know that it is serious and they have to take it a little bit more serious. Now, football players had to because from day one, training camp, they had infections and they had people had to be quarantined, isolated. They had contact trace devices.
Right.
But basketball didn't really have to do that because they lived in a bubble and they played for so long. So now I think they're just going to have to recalibrate and say, you know what, we just have to hold on maybe to March. Because eventually the vaccines will get to professional leagues. But, of course, we have to make sure that the most vulnerable, our first responders, are taken care of first.
Right. And the league only released a first half schedule that ends in the first week of March. In fact, I believe it's March 2nd or 3rd. To give them a two-week window, a break, there'll be no All-Star break this year, or at least no All-Star game. And then they'll release the second half of the schedule. Right. And the idea was to give that buffer. If you lose some games, maybe you can make them up there. Or what they're hoping is, as you mentioned, the vaccine, is that perhaps by March it'll be more available and then teams can do what they need to do to get their players protected from this virus. But this is not a surprise. And I don't think you have something where the league is in a panic mode. But, of course, you see these headlines and they concern you. Jay Wills is with us now.
It's like it came from Mustafa from the heavens.
Jay Will joins us.
Jay Weezy is
arrived.
Via
the Goodyear Hotline.
Hey, what's up, Jay Weezy?
How you guys doing, man?
Good. Now, I don't know, Jason, have you ever went to a Kevin Hart comedy concert or Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, of course.
So what's the first thing that they do? They take your damn phones, they put it in their device, and you can't get it until you leave.
I know where you're going with this. And by the way, this is Straight Talk brought to you by Straight
this
Talk
is real
Wireless.
Talk.
It's real talk, it's straight talk. But I know where you're going with this. Okay. Go ahead, Bart.
So if Kyrie's going to have a gathering, that means that it was the enemy from within. Because somebody dry snitching, taking videos, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Suge Knight. If you want your producer dancing on your videos, showing up at your concerts, then go to death row. So who would do that in an environment that's supposed to be trusted would reveal not only video, but still images? Is that the bigger indictment?
Yeah, a couple of things, Bart. Number one, I think, you know, there's a part of me I look at it two ways. I'm like, did Kyrie know that somebody probably took a picture of him? I mean, does he care? Right? I don't know the reasoning. I can assume why Kyrie hasn't played because of things that potentially have happened in our country, and he feels strongly about that if that is the case. So that's one aspect. Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe it is, you know, a lot of this for Kyrie is maybe him say, this is what I'm standing for. These are the principles I live my life, and this is what I want to do. So it is what it is. And then there's another part of me that looks at it and like, this also continues to propel the issue though, right? Like, that's why there's a trust issue with people. That's why there's a trust issue with the media. All these narratives start spinning away and there's a ton of speculation. And look, is a part of that Kyrie's fault? Sure, because he's not the one properly articulating what the reason of him stepping away has been, but it kind of feeds into it. So I got to be honest with you, I'm disoriented with this whole thing. I have no idea. I feel so bad for Steve Nash when Steve Nash has to make comments and says, hey, look, there's an unknown timeline on when Kyrie Irving is going to come back and play. Think about the position that puts him and that puts teammates in each and every day when they're being asked about Kyrie Irving, when the attention isn't focused on, is this team getting better or not? It just becomes, it's not a distraction. It just becomes, why is there even a need for that currently happening? If you're not saying this is the reason for me not being here, because I want to stand up for this. Now it's speculation and that's problematic.
Right. So as the CEO or leader of this team, isn't he obligated to come out and say why he's not there? I mean, at what point do we put the onus on him, and when do the organization hold him as that accountable?
I mean, you have to hold him accountable. I mean, nobody can speak for Kyrie Irving but Kyrie Irving. And I think when you go through something like this, I would love to know if there is a principle in which Kyrie Irving is deciding to stay out for, because if it is, let's bring attention towards it. I think by not saying anything, it becomes – it's going to sound crazy, man. If the unselfish thing is to say, hey, this is why I'm not playing because I want to bring attention towards this, then you do that. You say what you're bringing attention towards. But it almost seems like it's the reverse. It seems like because he's not coming out and saying, this is why I'm not playing, all the attention then goes on Kyrie, which is not what Kyrie wants in the first place. So I got to be honest with you, man. I got no idea what the hell is going on. Like, I am flabbergasted countless times. And this is somebody, this is my favorite player in the league. This is somebody that is like a little, I mean, he's not a brother to me because we're not even close like that, but one jersey PG from Duke to another, like, and I find myself constantly in this world where I'm trying to find reason with it, right? Find understanding to why Kyrie does what he does. And I can't on this one, man. I can't.
I hear the exasperation in your voice, and I was going to mention the Duke connection, obviously, and for those joining us, Jay Will on with us. Malika Andrews and Adrian Wojnarowski both reporting that the league is expected to review videos that we're talking about here that are circulating on social media of a maskless Kyrie Irving in what appears to be a family birthday party. He has missed several games. It's not expected he's going to return this week, and that includes tomorrow night on ESPN at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks, which people circled that game right away. Not expected to play in that game. He's going to miss his fourth straight game tonight as the Nets are playing Denver. You mentioned it. Is it about social issues? Is it about him just being defiant and saying, I'm going to just live my life the way I want, and if I don't feel like playing right now, I'm not going to? The responsibility that people put on him is more about the size of the contract and the importance to your team than it is that we're trying to force him to be a certain way as a person. Because I'm always told, well, he's different and you have to accept that he's different. But I'm sorry, you're also put on a certain stage and you're accepting that stage. When you sign a contract, part of that contract tells you you have to talk to the media, which he first tried to not do. Other part of it is that you have to show up for your team. He's not doing that right now. And then on top of it, during a major COVID issue for the league, he's out and about seen this way. It's all such a bad optic. And I agree with you, Jay. He does need to come out and say something, if not to the fans, to the league and his own team, and obviously his head coach.
I mean, if you're Joe Tsai right now, if you're Sean Marks, hopefully you know what's going on. That's problematic within itself. You know what I mean, Alan? I just said hopefully you know what's going on. The fact that, like, you know, think about that for a second. The guy who is – Kevin Durant is probably one of the most talented players there is in the league, right? Kevin has his personality in which Kevin's a leader, but, like, Kevin doesn't get involved in a lot of stuff. Kevin loves to hoop. Kyrie is, like, that demonstrative voice on this team. If that naturally propels you to be in a leadership position – without maybe you hopefully you verbalize that to everybody on your team, but if you verbalize that to everybody on your team, I don't know why teammates wouldn't just have his back and come out and say where it is, or Steve Nash would just say where it is. The fact that nobody knows where it is or nobody's willing to say where it is, it really makes you wonder about what style of leadership is Kyrie doing. I don't think that works, and that's problematic, Alan. That's a major problem.
And let's also mention the fact that the Nets have a losing record right now. They also aren't winning games, and they were expected to do a whole lot of winning.
We're talking about the Knicks more than we're talking about the Nets with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, now tell me, how does this affect the team? Because we heard reports last year about the Kawhi treatment broke that team up, and a lot of players had problems with that. Now, this is a team that was a team that was together before Kyrie got here. We heard reports about how he really rubbed people the wrong way in Boston. But now it seems like he has his own set of rules. how would that potentially fracture the team? Because we know they have the talent to compete and go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But do they have the chemistry, and are they together, and they're all on the board?
Bart, that's the question, right? Like, also, what are you doing? Sometimes not doing anything is the best remedy to keep your team together. You know why? Because you are limiting outside distractions. Like, we should just be talking about what issues the Brooklyn Nets have on the court. You know, are they playing defense great or well enough? Or what's their chemistry like? What's their offensive sets like? We should be talking about that, right? And to add to it, what makes it worse, because we're in it. It's the New York media, man. It's New York media. We rip people for little things less than this. So my thing is, when you come out with statements like, why would I talk to Pons? When you say things like that and you don't endear yourself to the media, you're already kind of, in a way, making a pseudo enemy. And then something like this happens. How is that putting your team in the best possible interest to help you guys win a chip? I don't understand that. That's where I get lost. I get confused with it. And look, I want to back them, but I don't know how you can back somebody in a scenario like this. I don't know.
It makes you wonder if this is, like, all part of the plan. Like, he wants this. As much as he hates the media, he enjoys. Because, I mean, how much more material can you give us than he has over the last how many years? I mean, things he said, what he said about KD, that was sort of the slight at LeBron that everybody knew would be taken that way. The way he talked in Boston, him sitting courtside.
But then Allen even tries to come on social media and defend
it. Brian Scalabrine saying he'd love to stay.
You know, Allen, him coming on social media and saying, if I want to say something about LeBron, I would say it about LeBron. Well, you kind of just did.
You
know, we're not stupid, but, you know, I don't know if he looks at people that way. Obviously, when you say things like that, that's how you feel. That's we live in a world, man. Nobody's better than everyone. We're all human beings. We're all kings. We're all queens out here. You know?
I like that.
Nobody's pedigree is different than anybody else's. We're all the same. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a bit of a God complex going on with him. I certainly believe that. Before we let you go, Jay, let me ask you, though, about another issue within the league, and that, of course, is now the COVID outbreak that has led to the cancellation of some games, Pelicans, Mavericks, Celtics, Bulls, and now the league has had meetings about maybe tightening up protocols. There is not a belief that the league is ready to pause the season. They're probably going to have to play through it. Now, Jay, you've been on the show watching baseball go through this, watching the NFL go through this. Was this something you feel was expected? And are some teams just going to have to sacrifice some games? Like, the Broncos did without a quarterback. Like, the Marlins couldn't play for a while as well. Is that just what we're going to deal with in the NBA?
This is the new norm, Alan. We've been dealing with it with every sport. To think that the NBA was going to find a cozy, lighthearted way of getting through this whole thing is not realistic. You're going to have injuries that are going to go up. You're going to have a lot of players that are playing. I mean, look at the Bogdanovich injury. I mean, there's been a lot of injuries that have occurred because guys have been playing extreme minutes due to lack of people. Marco Fultz. I think the league is going to have to get a little bit more innovative here. Maybe you carry more guys on the roster. You have guys more available at the G League state. Maybe you have to increase the size of the roster, because I think it's going to be an uneven playing level. That's what this year is going to be. Like, when the 76ers come back and they're fully loaded, playing against a depleted team, that's what it is. It's going to hurt ratings, but that's the reality we live in, and that is what 2021 is going to be about as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're still going through it and hopefully getting closer to the end.
Tell
every time
Q.
You think you are.
Tell him to call Ice Cube, man. He got some old has-beens.
The big three. We might end up having to play 3-on-3 for a while, Jay. I mean, whatever it
first
takes.
Whatever
50.
You need to do to get it done, Alan. Whatever you need to get through the season.
Jay, I know this wasn't easy to talk about, but I do appreciate you joining us as always, my man. Thank you.
Next week, we're going to habitually line step.
All right, baby. I'm all for it, Bart.
All right. That's Jay Will giving us Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So, football, basketball, and very soon, Bart, your favorite sport, hockey.
Cricket? Let's do that hockey.
So much going on, and DraftKings, the leader in One Day Fantasy Sports is here to put you in the center of the action with millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs all week long. Simply pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use the code BART. For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's promo code BART as he takes a drink. Only on DraftKings, make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Coming up, audiophiles.
Yes.
How's that going to sound in our ear, Bart? Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Yeah. Dre all right, too.
Right. Is he good?
Well, he's still in ICU. But he talked to Ice-T, and he said he's doing well. So if he's able to communicate and talk, then, you hear about aneurysms and stuff like that. You think about death, or you think about seizures or not being able to communicate.
Right, right, right.
So listen, I'm grateful that the doctor's still with us, and I'm all good.
I was thinking of that Eminem song, right? I need a doctor.
I need a doctor.
Like the passionate plea he had for what Dre did for him.
I mean, it puts things in perspective, man. You can have everything you want in life.
It's
you
that
can have
old
money,
saying.
But health is wealth.
But it's that old saying. It's every minute counts.
Yeah.
Because you just never know what the next minute's going to bring, right? Which
that's
is why.
I'm going to Krispy Kreme's after this. You know what? I want sugar donuts. Forget about starving myself.
No, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that you should just YOLO. It just means to treasure every moment.
I thought you was
giving
I thought you was giving me a license to go do what the hell I want to do. I was just going to go eat some Krispy Kreme.
I don't need to give you the license.
Go to a diabetic coma.
You do whatever the hell you want to do.
That's true.
So, and that's fine with me. That's why we love you. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app on your smart speaker as well. And like I said, treasure every moment. We are in the same studio. It's very rare for us. So let's enjoy it.
That's why we don't know how to
act. While we do that, we have a segment we call Audiophiles.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Audiophile. The Audiophile.
And we are presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverage for your commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. As we were just talking about with Jay Will, NBA going through some COVID issues with some games being postponed, players testing positive, practices now being canceled, meetings about whether they have to tighten up the screws on some of the protocols. And here's Brian Windhorst telling us throughout all this, the league plans to keep on keeping on.
I mean, I can't rule out that that would happen, but we are nowhere close to that. This is going to churn through this for the foreseeable future. And, you know, you ask yourself, why would they make the 76ers play under those circumstances? Where they only had seven guys they could run out there, and why they would make them play this next week, potentially with only seven or eight guys. The reason that they did that is so that when it happens to the Portland Trailblazers or Team X in 2 weeks, that they're held to the same standard. And going through this NBA season, many of the teams are going to run into problems like this. And right now, today, it's Philly and Boston and Dallas. And in 2 weeks, it could be three other teams. Or it could be no other teams.
But it's something that Knicks guard Austin Rivers said, it's up to the players.
Yeah.
That you just got to follow the protocols as best you can. I think what we're seeing, I'm just guessing here, but it just feels like, because we're also seeing around the country.
Yeah.
We just had the holidays. Families get together at the holidays. There were warnings about that, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to tell your family not to come. You tell them they can't come.
Yeah.
I think you have to just keep that stuff in mind and hope the league gets this under control. The players understand it. And, you know, James Harden doesn't go try to find some wings in Atlanta.
Well, they do have the best wings.
I mean, they are
good
wings.
We've had that discussion.
Ask Lou Williams. He'll tell you. But and it's amazing you brought that up one time, too, that you would tell me about wings, and I didn't believe you. And then
It's been backed.
The proof is in the pudding, I guess, for lack of a better term.
But I tell you what.
But that's where the league is right now. Baseball went through it. Football went through it. We shouldn't be shocked, nor should we panic.
Well, I think we're a little shocked at how quickly it's happened, right? Because you think about basketball, unlike college football, who did a tremendous job. Remember, college football had it going all over the place. Remember, the Big Ten shut down.
Yeah.
They had shut campus down. They had to isolate players. And we still don't know the true numbers of how many college players really got infected.
Nick Saban had it.
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
And
punched it right in the face.
And yesterday, they was the exclamation point about them getting through it. I think that's what the NBA is hoping to do. And they understand that this is a rough patch. And they can't really set a precedent of saying, okay, this team can't play. Because if it happens, like Windhorst said, then it's going to repeat itself over and over again. So this means, hey, God, figure it out. And like I said, hopefully they get to March and they have those 2 weeks to reassess and figure out how we're going to move forward with the schedule and hope that we can maybe get some of these players vaccinated and get their first round.
I don't think it's a tragedy if every team doesn't get to 72 games.
Yeah.
Because in the NBA, winning percentage is what matters anyway. It's not your win total. It's your winning percentage for the most part until you get to the end.
Right.
So if you have a better winning percentage than another team, you will get into the top eight, whatever it is. So that's what it's about. And if you don't play enough games and it costs you a playoff spot, that's a you problem.
But last year, one of the most exciting things was the playoff play-in games. So I think that's a way, if teams don't play, to play your way in. I mean, that's where we discovered Bubble Booker, right? This is where we discovered some of these players locking in and putting the team on the back.
We also discovered Pandemic P, and nobody likes Pandemic P.
Have we ever heard from Pandemic P since then?
We don't ever want to hear from Pandemic P.
What about House? What about the kid? Did we ever hear from him again? He's like Wolverine.
Keeping his head down right now. All right, moving on. We talked about this story a little bit earlier, and that, of course, is the Philadelphia Eagles moving on from Doug Peterson as their head coach broke yesterday afternoon. And Adam Schefter explains what led to this.
There are a combination of factors that contributed to Lurie's decision. We start with the fact of the season with the team winning four games in a division that was ripe to be won, and the Eagles had the worst record in the division. Then you mix in the Sunday night debacle against the Washington football team in which the Eagles laid down on national television and essentially gift-wrapped the NFC East title to Washington. And then in the postseason meetings in which Jeffrey Lurie wanted to hear Doug Peterson's vision for the franchise moving forward, the assistants he planned to hire to replace Jim Schwartz on the defensive side of the football, the assistants they let go on the offensive side of the football. Don't think Jeffrey Lurie loved what he heard. I think that Doug Peterson was happy to promote from within, and I think Jeffrey Lurie was looking for a broader, bigger, more ambitious vision from Doug Peterson. And so 3 seasons after Doug Peterson becomes the first coach in Eagles history to lead them to a Super Bowl title, 3 years later, he's sent packing, fired, now a coaching free agent.
It is amazing, isn't it, how fast you can go from being at the very top.
Yep.
I mean, you would think, never will have to buy a drink again in Philadelphia, to now can't walk the streets of Philadelphia.
He ran out of town. He has a statue.
He has a
statue in the front of the stadium. Already he's ran out of town.
It's amazing. But as he's already being linked to the Jets because of an association with Joe Douglas, although Sal Palantonio has kind of suggested that's not necessarily true.
Yeah. Salah's coming from the 49ers. They're flying him in.
The Jets are.
Second interview, the Jets are.
Okay, so the Jets are moving into their next stage. They've interviewed a lot of people. But what do the Eagles do next? Where do they go next? And who do they find that can work with a Carson Wentz and maybe repair that relationship if he's not going anywhere?
Well, they said that they were trying to replace Jim Schwartz. Well, it's been reports that they want to go defensive and fix that defense. It's reports that Todd Bowles is at the top of their list.
Former Jets coach.
But if I'm Todd Bowles, you know that Bruce Arians took that job and he's not the long-term solution in Tampa. He has a perfect situation if he's willing to wait. And I know Josh McDaniels has been waiting for Bill Belichick to give him his world for like four seasons now. But if Todd Bowles inherits the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their offense is already set. He's already set the stage for their defense.
Wait a second.
I think I wait. If I'm Todd Bowles, I stay put and I say, hey, Bruce Arians, give me a raise. Just like we saw with Patrick Graham. Give me a raise because I don't want to go into a bad situation. Because you only get two times to be a head coach in this league, at most. You know, maybe three times, but really only twice. And if you take the wrong job, like Rex did, like Alan Gates did, then your life is going to be as a coordinator or as a quarterback coach for the rest of your coaching life. He's set up to be successful because Bruce Arians has put everything in place from an offensive standpoint, somewhere that he's been deficient at. I think the A-team is flying overhead.
B.A. Baracus is about to jump through the ceiling right now.
Told you not to put me in no plain face. Pity the fool.
I don't know if anybody can hear that, but we have a helicopter flying around the Brooklyn Bridge behind us and around our set right here, and it got a little loud. But you're right about that. But I got to take you to task on one thing quickly.
Yes.
On the Tampa thing. If Bruce Arians is going, Tom Brady's going with him because Tom Brady's almost like
Understood.
He's old too.
Understood.
So if you're Todd Bowles, you've already been through enough quarterback issues with the Jets. Who's your quarterback there next? Josh Rosen? Who's your guy?
Well, Josh Rosen got picked up by the 49ers because he's on practice.
That's right. He moved on.
But they have plenty of time to address that. They can go out and
find
another
successor.
Quarterback. But you have everything else in place.
All right.
You got Tristan Wirfs. You got great receivers. You got great defense. Young players on defense. All you have to do is find a quarterback, which is the hardest
thing to
do.
All you have to do. Famous.
It seems like it's been a surplus of quarterbacks nowadays.
Famous last words. All you have to do is find a quarterback. Something Jets
Dan
fans
Marino,
have been
worry,
saying.
All you have to do is find a quarterback.
For 52 years. Anyways, last but not least, Mets fans have been excited about a rebirth of their franchise, starting with the new owner, Steve Cohen, who is not afraid to spend money. And that includes a trade for Francisco Lindor, who they will have to sign. They'll get to that. But here's Lindor talking about what he brings to the Miracle Mets.
I've always been a person that together, mm-hmm. we all can achieve what we want. And that's what I bring. That's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing my, hey, guys, let's find a way to do this together. I know you guys have a great thing going on. I just want to be a little piece of that puzzle. And I'm going to smile. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy the ride, brother. I'm blessed to be in this situation.
So Lindor and your Mets, Bart.
Yes.
One star.
Fine.
Might not be the only star they get. They also get Carrasco, a terrific pitcher as well that adds to the arms they have there. But it's the star power that he brings to the Mets that I think matters here. It's the message that they're sending not only to the league, to the Yankees.
Well, they hear him over there in the Bronx, and that's what it's all about. You know, Cohen has money to spend, and for years we always talk about the Mets going to the ATM, not going to the vault. Well, Cohen has a vault like Scrooge McDuck from DuckTales, and he's swimming in money. He couldn't lose his wealth if he tried to, if it was Brewster's Millions. So I tell you what, you know, you think about what this signals. This signals that they're for real players. And you heard Trevor Bauer say, hey, it should be exciting to be a Mets fan right now. If they add him, I believe game over. You talk about they already addressed the catcher position. All they need now is a center fielder and Springer. So it's exciting right now. Let's see if they can put it all together. I like what the Padres has done out there in San Diego as well, going out and getting Snell and Yu Darvish. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, the Padres have also been very aggressive here. For those who don't know, the Mets' previous owner, the Wilpons were normally referenced as Coupon because of the way they ran their team in a big market with a small market mentality. Those days are over in New York with the Mets, no question about it. That's Audio Files. Coming up next, we talk about the legacy now of Nick Saban and where he ranks all time among coaches, maybe not just in football, but in sports. Coming up next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Just singing along.
I'll tell you what, man, we got the best DJ in the game right now.
We do. DJ Killer Vibe. Jake's doing a great job.
Jake
the
Snake.
On the ones and twos today. Bart on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Bart and Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We thank Jay Will for joining us today, and keep an eye on those headlines in the NBA, including the Kyrie Irving situation in Brooklyn. As I said, they're supposed to play tomorrow night against the Knicks on ESPN on the big channel. And he is not expected to be in the lineup once again like he won't be tonight. But Bart, never mind about tomorrow. You know what today is? Today is for doing. And Nick Saban got it done last night with his 7th national championship, his 6th with Alabama, tying him with Bear Bryant in that program. But overall, he is
surpassing
the leader.
Mic drop yesterday. He's the greatest coach ever. Football, right? Because I can't say John Wooden.
I did get a tweet earlier that said, you know, he failed as an NFL coach, so can you call him one of the great football coaches of all time if he failed in the NFL?
At some point, we all have failure at some level, but he still remained dominant. And if he wants to come back to the NFL and get another try, whatever. But what he's done, 7 titles. And listen, you knew last year when they weren't able to close the deal and they got beat up.
Yeah.
And they didn't make it to the finals, that he was going to have that team focused. And listen, he can continue. This program can continue. And I love the matchup between him and Dabo, him and Clemson right now. Seems like the two best programs in football with consistency. Because every once in a while we'll have an LSU, we'll have an Ohio.
Yeah, you're not
going to win
every. Maybe
Florida pops up.
But the 6 titles in 12 Mind years drop. In college football, it's a program like we said.
He recruited me too, by the way. He was so arrogant. His table was about this big, and it was like red. And I came up, and he was like, Bart, he crossed his legs. He was like, tell me what you can do for this program. I said, man, I'm Bart Scott. You're supposed to be telling me what you can do for me. What you talking about? I'm the man in Southeastern High School. You know where it's at. It's in Detroit, right down the street from you at Michigan State.
I'm Bart Scott. Bart, you know who I am. Nick Saban getting it done, brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier, welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Toyota, get at us.
I'm Bart Scott. What can you do for me? That's actually the first thing Bart said to me when we met.
I was full of myself.
For the very first time.
I was a Debo.
Well, the audio issues we had, we worked through them. It'll be perfect tomorrow, I promise. Barton Hahn.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.